Distinguished delegates, thank you very much for the opportunity to highlight the benefits of implementing Article 9 of Industrial Accidents Convention in synergy with the Aarhus Convention and the Protocol on Pollutant Release and Transfer Registers. Notably, the majority of countries, along with the European Union, share memberships to these key instruments. The respective provisions of these instruments establish minimum standards to take the necessary legislative, regulatory, practical, and other measures to inform the public, promote its participation in decision-making, and provide the opportunities to seek justice regarding safe management of hazardous substances and tailings facilities. These are crucial procedural elements to enhance the public's rights, as well as to prevent and mitigate industrial accidents that can irreversibly harm human health and the environment across the borders. These provisions could help improve transparency in governance and business performance, build public trust, and improve understanding of industrial accidents risks and vulnerabilities. They also play a crucial role in combating misinformation, addressing the specific needs of persons in vulnerable situations, including children, women, persons with disabilities, and empowering the communities to take proactive steps to protect themselves during emergencies, thereby preventing or mitigating possible harm. Let me provide you with some practical examples. Nationwide digital environmental information systems, supported by modern digital technologies such as remote sensing by satellites and sensors we've heard today, using transparent algorithms and publicly accessible in accordance with the Aarhus Convention, could help inform evidence-based decision-making, identify emerging environmental risks and vulnerabilities, support multi-hazard early warning system, and promote environmental awareness among the public and other stakeholders. Pollutant release and transfer registers established by many countries can provide a record of accidental and non-routine releases of pollutants into the environment. Having valued the continuous exchange of experience and knowledge on how best to inform and involve the public in above matters, the Secretariat of the Aarhus Convention and its Protocol on PRTRs would like to express its sincere appreciation for the effective cooperation with the Secretariat of the Industrial Accidents Convention. We stand ready to collaborate in the future activities and welcome cooperation of the respective focal points. Our partnership is particularly timely in the view of supporting countries to implement relevant sustainable development goals and their targets. A new 2025 reporting cycle for the Aarhus Convention and the Protocol on PRTRs is currently ongoing. It would allow us to take stock of the progress achieved in implementing these treaties, and the treaties meetings of the parties will decide in 2025 on priorities for further work and cooperation in this area. Thank you for your attention.